When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Look at Brett there in his kitchen.
Brett is in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're as close to behind the scenes as this is our Get Back.
This is our Get Back. It really is.
Get baked.
Fiddle, get baked.
Like bake. I'm gonna bake something today, so I don't know if that's
yeah. You are?
Yeah.
Get baked. Brett was a guy who liked to be in his kitchen, and he liked to make some food.
What are you drinking, Brett?
That was just a little glass of wine.
Brett would pour glazes and rubs on the fish and see fish and kitchen fishing.
Mm-hmm, keep going.
The food he make was very good. Get baked. Get baked. Get baked on forever, dog.
We're recording on a weeknight. I forgot I had planned to make this dessert tonight. So I was just gonna cook it while we record.
And what's the dessert you're gonna make now?
I'm making a lemon delight, which is a Italian dessert. Mm-hmm. It was popularized by this guy named Sal DiRiso, who's a chef on the Amalfi Coast. I've been fascinated with this dessert for years, and I've never attempted it.
Only be made on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
That was actually my nickname in high school.
What?
Lemon Delight. Yeah. So Brett is in his kitchen. I guess I should say welcome to Double Threat. This is the show now?
Where Brett is in his kitchen and Julie is like anxiously watching network television over the laptop.
Because tonight is a night for you. Well, that is...
Brett is literally shaking out the contents of a cracked egg. There is so much going on right now.
Yeah.
I erred, which is a fancy way to say I made a mistake, in scheduling this record at the same time as Annie live, which I didn't realize was happening.
Well, I will say in that regard, it is a hard knock life.
It is a hard knock life for me. And I like to watch these live musicals. They really are the equivalent of, you know, sports games, live action things happening in real time.
Well, I was thinking, could you screen share, Julie? Because it's actually airing. It's airing at 8 o'clock Pacific time as well. So they're not like simulcast.
You don't
they're not
get the real.
It. No, we don't get the real experience.
What?
But well, maybe we could. We could get a sneak. We could get it through you if you,
problem
if you screen
is,
share.
Let me see if I can do that.
This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Go on my Spectrum app.
Yeah, here it's like magic. I can feel it.
You know,
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
God, Tom, I was cracking up listening to you talk about Sinatra on The Best Show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, that track where you're talking about how Uranus is a magical place and I mean, I was crying.
We're going to Uranus.
Screen share. Start share.
Brett, how'd you like licorice pizza?
Oh, I loved it. Loved it. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, I think you mentioned this. I loved it. I am very excited to see it again. I'm very excited to see it a second time. I loved it. The crowd for my screening was like, I don't want to say, because they were all, everybody's excited to see this movie. The crowd on my screen was like a little obnoxious. So I'm looking forward to seeing it again, maybe just without that.
Without the riffraff, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know.
No hoi polloi.
A lot of like performative, a lot of performative laughing, you know, a lot of like, you know, there was a huge Tom Waits fan like two seats away from me who I couldn't even pay attention to the scene. They were just like emoting so much when Tom Waits came on. Yeah. So it was great, but I'm even more excited to see it for a second time.
Okay. I like that.
Tom, what is he doing now?
I don't know. I think is he playing with a cat toy or something?
I'm shaking up the vanilla paste for the sponge cake.
Gross. Oh my God. Put that sound closer to the.
Yeah. It sounds like the. You got the vanilla paste? You got the. Lemon. Some meow mix in there.
Oh my God.
You taste that? Got some
sweeteners. Got some where are your sweeteners, lard. Brett? Where are some your sweeteners?
Oh, I got nothing but sweeteners. I got heavy whipping cream. I got vanilla, pure vanilla. I got sugar, granulated
sugar.
That
was my name, nickname in high school.
Stop saying that.
Heavy whipping cream.
What is Brett doing now?
I don't know. Are we supposed to just do the show?
Kind of. I feel like we're being pranked.
We're being pranked or punished.
We're being punished.
I feel like Brett's trying to tell us. It's like, well, this is what would happen if I wasn't available.
Here, I'll read a book. This will be. I'll be like Brett.
There you go. That is. Wait, why are there two Bretts on my thing? Oh, one's Julie doing an impression of Brett.
You know what I was thinking? Watching Get Back is like. How different it would be if they had smartphones back then. Yeah. They wouldn't be smoking. They'd be checking Twitter, baby. Yeah.
John would be doing his ridiculous puns on Twitter. Proud of these dumb tweets.
But just how...
John would be like George Takei on Twitter.
Well, just they all look at... They all are like, they're sitting around. Yoko's opening mail and looking at the paper. What's in the news? What's in the news?
Yeah, what's in the news?
And then there was that part of it where she like, I was like, I don't understand why people hate Yoko so much. Or they're like, no, we just find her annoying. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think she's that annoying. And then she made that big like hat out of newspaper, you know, that like triangular hat that you make out of newspaper. And she put it on her head and then she took another piece of newspaper and made a telescope out of it. Mm-hmm. And she was running around at high speeds going, Captain Ahab, eat my dust.
Yeah, I would be slightly annoyed by that.
So that happened. But if they didn't, all I'm saying is, I think phones have replaced cigarettes. Discuss.
Phones have replaced cigarettes. Yeah.
What's worse for us? Discuss.
What's worse? I would say cigarettes probably still worse.
Yeah, that's true. When you factor in cancer.
Factor in cancer and that a cigarette can't do anything other than be smoked. Like an iPhone, you could do good things on it and bad things on it.
Wasn't there a period where like, I almost said you could put them in your nose and then I was reminded of recently when like, at one point, I think Alex was telling me that like there was a period where John Lennon was sticking tampons in his nose.
Yeah, that's what he did when he...
And heckling the Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers Brothers. That's what happened the night he got thrown out of Doug Weston's The Troubadour.
That's when Yoko was like, I think we need to find you a girlfriend for a year who is not me.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to introduce you to May Pang.
Yeah.
Now, leave me alone.
Imagine getting that call like, hi, this is Doug Weston. Oh, no. What's he doing?
Yeah.
Well, should I start with the Smothers Brothers or should I start with the tampon?
You know the Smothers Brothers are, right?
And she's already like, yeah, keep going. And on her end, she's like looking through her address book. Like, is it under M? Who can I find that'll take this guy off my hands for a little while?
So today on Double Threat,
we'd like to introduce you to
it's, yeah,
a beautiful experience.
Yeah. The rare Thursday recording.
The rare Thursday while Brett is actively focused on something that is not us.
Yeah, no, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. He's, again, Julie, this is what I say.
What?
Brett's trying to put us in our place with this. He's trying to show, oh, this is how an episode of Double Threat go right in the crapper if old Brett ain't doing what Brett does. This is him challenging us to fail. It's a little bit of a holdout. He's doing a little bit of a holdout right now on us. So you know what I say we do? The best bleeping episode of Double Threat anybody ever heard. And then Brett's going to be like, oh, well, guys, I got more clips. Speaking of, then we'll just get them.
Watching his lips while he's been puttering around baking. It's hard because his face is 90% of the time not toward us right now. But
he's about 15 feet away from the camera, dealing with like a bag of flour or something. And I don't know what he thinks he's doing. He's making these lemon delights.
He's forming words. His mouth is forming words. He's going, speaking of baking powder, and then he gets the baking powder.
We had a book party back in July for my book, It Never Ends.
This is about the mojito squares,
Brett brought these lemon squares to it that were margarita.
Divine. Margarita squares, divine. They sounded so divine.
Good. I'm telling you, they were so good.
God, I wish I was sucking on one right now.
I wish I was sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
Well, I've got good news for you, Tom Sharpling. Your Christmas present is an Oculus, and I've outfitted it with the Mellencamp suite. Oh,
that is the greatest gift ever.
And now you can pretend you're dating Meg Ryan.
Sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. Maybe the worst single lyric in the history of lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there.
Wouldn't you want to hear Andrew Dice Clay sing that?
Sucking on the chili dog, like that kind
like
of
he,
thing?
Yeah, like he could start the show with, he'd come out and be like, he'd be like, you know, the other day, I was sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. Oh!
Brett, did you have anything else planned besides making lemon cake while Tom and I...
Yeah, Brett, you know, it's okay when we're scheduling these things to go, like, guys, I actually had planned to make dessert at that point. I kind of guess that this guy's doing double duty. It's like an episode of the freaking Brady Bunch up here what's his face? Blobby Brady was dating the two at once, and he's running from date to date. That's what Brett's doing now. He's running from Double Threat back to make his lemon delights.
I do not remember Blobby. When did they adopt him?
Blobby Brady? It goes Craig?
No!
You don't know the names of the Brady Bunch kids? Craig, Eater, Blobby. And Blobby.
Who is the second one?
Eater.
What are the girls?
Marshall. Jan. Jan and Cinder.
Like reindeer.
I thought the Brady Bunch was something that people knew.
Oh my God, hold on. Speaking of shows,
it's Annie time.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Harry Connick Jr. is in it. They bought a bald wig for him, or they made him shave his head. I don't know which. Great story, right? Oh, look, an audience. Sing.
Maybe far away.
Oh, she's so cute.
Maybe real nearby.
Oh, she's good.
He may be pouring her coffee. She may be straightening his.
What do you think, Tom? Thumbs up?
That's Annie, right?
Maybe in a house, all hidden by a
What's Brett up to now? He's just. What is that, whipped cream, Brett?
Yeah.
Pam.
I'm greasing my pan.
Are you using Hecker's flour, Brett?
No, nope. I mean, you know, I'm kind of still at odds with them. There's some legal actions going back and forth. I'm not technically allowed to use Hecker's flour right now.
Sure. Back and forth. I think it's more back and no forth because they never responded to you, right?
There are letters that have gone unanswered. It's a whole mess right now. So I'm using El Rosal all-purpose flour.
Okay. Ooh. Can we get them to sponsor Double Threat?
Yeah, I'll check. I'll ask them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's good.
Maybe.
Well, I don't like this.
You do like this or you don't?
No, this is a real condemnation of the foster system.
Yeah. Hello. You know, Annie takes place during the Great Depression.
Yeah.
It's all right, honey. It's just a dream.
And that's the when now? The 30s?
Yeah. You gotta go back to
roaring
sleep.
30s.
It's after 3 o'clock in the morning.
This don't seem so roaring.
Well, their stomachs were roaring. They were hungry.
Their stomachs were roaring with hunger. Mm-hmm. If I was that kid, I'd eat that doll. But I wouldn't be so hungry. And kept the other half.
Did you ever see the movie, Annie?
Have I? No.
The one directed by John Huston?
It's time I direct the movie Annie. For this next scene, let's get Daddy Warbucks to go and do a little soft shoe. Betcha she sews.
Maybe she's made me a closet of clothes.
Maybe they're strict.
As straight as a line.
Wait, what happened? A power outage there. Oh my God, Brett, look. Brett. It's a power outage. Brett's too busy mashing up lemons to notice that Julie just had a...
Everything's fine!
What happened? You all right?
It's a murder, only murder in the building situation over there.
Oh no, three of us are dead.
Now, which one is Annie again?
The one who's singing the loudest.
And I gotta just say,
she's wearing different clothes than the other ones.
I'm not here to poke holes in the plot of Annie. But if these kids are so dang hungry,
July.
Won't they just... They're in a television studio. There's gotta be vending machines or some sort of craft service table.
You're missing... That's the end of Act 1 is she just throws bags of Oreo Thins at them.
Yeah. F3... Is bugles?
They don't still sell bugles. You can't still get a bag of bugles in a vending machine, can you?
Yep, you play a little.
Now what?
I was first chair in high school playing bugles.
Oh my goodness!
We're gonna get a big entrance soon.
Annie, you're crazy. Miss Hannigan will catch you and lock you in the cellar again.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So, Tom, you didn't see the one with Jamie Foxx either?
As Miss Hannigan?
No, as Daddy Warbucks.
No, I saw. I didn't see that one. I didn't see Jamie Foxx as Daddy Warbucks. Who played Daddy Warbucks in the movie? Albert Finney?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Did I do that?
Hello.
Squeaky as Miss Hannigan.
Yeah. I thought she was going to do like an Urkel, Lenny, and Squeaky intro. My father left me a note saying that they loved me
and that they were coming back for me. Well, that was 1922. This is 1933. They must have got
that was when Hitler was elected.
You Chancellor. Get up!
All right. Get up! We're going to watch this one number and then we'll go back to watching Brett bake.
I got to get a whistle like that.
I know.
You get in line. Go! You little crumb. Hurry!
Does Miss Hannigan always have a whistle?
Shenanigans. Yeah. You'll scrub this floor and strip the beds for the laundryman.
But it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know. And you'll get down on your knobby little knees and clean this dump until it shines like
the top of that Chrysler building.
Yes, Miss Hannigan. Mm.
Get to work now.
Sorry,
you little. Get out of the way.
Come on, kids. Start singing.
Move.
Kids.
Here we go.
Why
get
any
ready.
Kid wants to be an orphan, I'll never know.
Let's go. It's a hard knock
life for us.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked.
It's a hard knock life.
3, 4, go. Not to folks who speak of so. It's a hard knock road. We ho.
Cotton blankets.
1, 2.
Set up all
empty bellies.
1, 2. I feel like I should be cleaning my apartment better. Like I should be on all fours. I should be using a mop and bucket, not like a Swiffer, you know?
I mean, we'll say these orphans are not doing a good job cleaning this place. I think Miss Hannigan has a point.
Here we go. Wow.
That's impressive. Kid just did a backflip.
Oh, no, there's more armless flipping.
What's next? These orphans are going to start doing parkour?
I think they're stomping. Oh, no, they're doing, what's that called?
The Blue Orphan Group. These orphans would not have any money problems. If they went and got in a Broadway show and did some of these dances and singing, and if they'd be drawing a good paycheck.
It's a hard knock. All right. I'm done. Because I think everything we've recorded up to now is completely unusable.
Oh, are you kidding? It was the gold.
No, it was not gold.
It was gold.
It wasn't gold.
It was gold. And I need me gold. To quote the leprechaun, I want me gold.
Let's start the show.
The leprechaun should be an Annie. Right? He could play Daddy Warbucks.
What are you talking about? The horror movie?
Yeah.
Isn't Jennifer Aniston in that?
She is in one of the Leprechaun movies. I want me gold.
You know what movie I watched last week?
What movie you watched last night? Let me see if I can guess.
No, last week, because I was listening to the best show, and you were asking, like, Mike, like, what's the best movie you saw this week, or what did you watch this week? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about how perverse my answer would be.
You watched Spencer.
What's that?
The Princess Diana movie.
I'm not interested in watching that.
You watched, give me a decade.
80s.
80s, you watched Footloose. How close am I? Footloose.
Very far.
Very far. You watched Liquid Sky.
I don't know if I know, like, what is Liquid Sky? Is that like the heavy metal movie?
It's like a adult sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Which one's closer? Footloose or Liquid Sky?
Liquid Sky.
Okay, then you watched Motel Hell.
Oh my God, you're so close. You're so close.
You watched Eating Raoul.
No, but I love Eating Raoul.
Okay. Motel Hell's close?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an 80s horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Stuff.
I love The Stuff, but I didn't watch The Stuff. No, it isn't anything as fun. It's one of those things where if I told you what I watched, you'd be like, Jesus, are you okay?
Well, I Spit on Your Grave is 70s, right?
Correct.
So it was not that.
Yeah, and then the Jewish version of I Chach on Your Grave.
Yeah. You watched... Last house on the left is 7.
Oh, you're also close. You're so close. You're so close.
Basket case is 70s.
It's about a basket case.
Henry Portrait of a Serial
Yes!
Killer.
Yes! Hooray for Henry.
I have to get some points on that one.
You get that so many points. Are you kidding? Tom, I'm...
How many guesses did I get? Julie said, I watched a movie. Not,
like, practically, this is actually, I'm actually really excited that we're leaving the year with, like, such a mind meld that I felt a great sense of pride when you were like, I was about to say, you want it when? The other week. I love exactly. that we have that mind meld. That's so
absolutely.
That's so meaningful to me.
It's a, it is. It truly is.
But I have a. So I watched it being like one of those movies. You know how everyone's always afraid of this one thing. Like, oh my god, if I watch it, it's gonna like mess me up for life. Everyone has that. Like, Texas Chainsaw. I'm sure is that to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, I can never watch this
for
movie.
Me. That's Australia.
With.
I'm just like, I can't watch that. That's going to mess me up forever.
Is that the one with Kate Blanchett?
Baz Luhrmann.
Oh, God.
So you were, you spent a lot of time thinking that this movie's going
to. Yeah, I was like, I'm never allowed to watch this movie. Everything I've heard about it, people say, like, it's the most messed up thing ever. And like, there's sounds I can't ever get out of my mind. And like, you must never watch it. It's like, it's damned.
Mm-hmm. So you put that thing on.
And I have one idea for how to make it, less. Oh,
hold on a second. I couldn't hear. Julie, please don't talk over Brett stirring, scraping ingredients.
What are you doing, Brett? I was talking about like horrifying sound effects and then you demonstrated one.
Yeah. The guy's doing Foley work over there. He'll have a little thing full of sand and rocks and gravel. He'll be.
What's going on over there, Brett?
Sorry about that. I'm already off on the wrong foot here. This is not going well. I made the batter for the sponge cake, which is the centerpiece, and it is not what it should be. It's not looking good.
Why?
It's very watery. It's supposed to be thicker. So I don't know.
Mm. Oh, I meant why? Meaning, like, do you think it has something to do with trying to do the podcast at the same time?
Yeah, you think that might have anything to do with it?
I
don't think so personally.
You've got it in your blood, man. You don't need. You're a jazz musician. You don't need any sheet music.
Brett, you got to realize this. Sometimes when you're making Lemon Delight, and you make a mistake, you're making you got to make Lemonade Delight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to take that Lemon Delight and make Lemonade Delight out of it.
So the batter's too thin?
It's too thin. Speaking of lemonade, yeah, this might end up being a sort of, I don't know.
I can guide you through this.
Custard or something. I don't
know.
Can
you sprinkle in a pan. Cornstarch? Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
Pour in a pan. First of all, preheat your oven to 850.
850?
Yeah. Preheat your oven to 850.
Okay. Yeah.
That thing should be blazing. Pour the stuff in a pan, put it in for 70 minutes. Right?
It'll be a solid, it'll solidify all right.
Then let the pan cool. Then take the pan out, let it cool.
Yeah.
Then return the pan to the store and say, this pan didn't work so good. I bought a new pan and this one, something's wrong with it.
I got two words for you. Walgreens, Entenmann's.
Man, I could go for
I got three Entenmann's. Words for you. Walgreens, Entenmann's. Shh. It's a secret.
Yeah. Man, what's the best thing from Entenmann's? Entenmann's is a pastry brand, Brett. I know you're used to your Little Debbie is where you came from. Little Debbie and other treats that you'd get at the Piggly Wiggly as a youth. But Entenmann's, yeah.
Entenmann's.
And I'll tell you this right now, and you all listen up and you listen good. You go get an Entenmann's chocolate donut. You get the mini ones, you get the full size, preferably full size. Minis will work. You put those things in the freezer for about an hour. You let them get nice and cold. You take one of those things out, you chomp on it, and that crunch from the chocolate. And now here's another life hack. You take that donut, you put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on that thing. Oh my goodness.
And it falls through the hole. And then.
But if the donut's cold, the ice cream's cold, you got some good time before that thing falls through the hole.
It has to be a big enough scoop.
It has to be a big enough scoop.
Or else put them both on a plate.
Yeah. How's that sound for you, Brett?
That sounds delicious. It definitely sounds better than what I got going on here. I mean, this is just a train wreck so far.
What's the latest?
I mean, nothing looks right. I'm working off a European menu. I think I screwed up the measurements. I had to convert them all. So I'm in the wilderness right now. I got a second, though. I wanted to, can I show you guys something I got?
Mm-hmm. Please. 1 second.
I'm so nervous.
I do not want to see what this is.
And I sat through Henry. I thought I'd call it Henry the Serial Killer instead. I thought that would be a nicer title for... Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Well, that's amazing. Where'd you
Leatherface? It's Leatherface in the kitchen with
a little pepper grinder.
Is that supposed to be you?
I mean, no, it's Leatherface. You know, I mean, I certainly, you know, I don't know if there's a resemblance or what, or maybe sort of, you know, dog looks like its owner if I keep this up long enough. But this is a painting. Somebody on Twitter sent this to me. It was on eBay. It's this artist in Louisville that does all these like horror based paintings, has some fun with horror characters. And I saw this. I was like, I got to have that. I got to put that up in the kitchen.
I love it. I love that this is the road
that's
you're going
so
down.
So cool.
I love this is the road that this is the beginning of the road.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you're like, this dessert is a disaster. Like everything's getting worse. It's like a monkey's paw kind of thing. Like as you put that up, you become more and more obsessed with him, but your cooking gets worse and worse.
We're going to fast forward. If this is where Brett's starting, a year from now, he's going to be at the horror convention out by the airport, arguing with different guys who played Jason in Friday the 13th movies. You
for
think
what?
You're Jason? You're the worst Jason of the whole lot. You think you're good? You just got size. That's all you got is size. They made Jason bigger and you just stomped around like you're just king of the castle. And that's not what Jason was about.
Now, which one of you Michael Myers is?
Yeah. Want to come up to room 318?
Wants to slash my Michael's tires is.
We got a party going up room 318. And I mean, we're partying up there.
And by the way, at a horror convention, I'll bet room 230, is it 236?
230 with the
Shining
one?
Yeah, everyone wants that room.
It was 227.
It was not 227. That was Mary.
Well, that's what happened. That was the horror when he goes,
Mary.
Yeah.
He's like, here's Mary.
So, yeah, Brett's going to start partying down at these horror conventions. Come on up to room 318. We got some we're partying hard. We're partying with we got the director of, we got Eli Roth's brother up there. And this dude is demented.
It's just any
Craig Roth.
Right.
We got the Brady Bunch kids up there. Craig.
Blobby.
Eater and Blobby are up there. We got the dude who played Blobby Brady coming by. Horror 318. Come on up. We got glazes and rubs. We got it all going on up there. We're showing Hostel. I got the guy from Malignant coming by. Guy from Malignant's got a DMT pen.
I think we need to make it so Brett is not just a fan at one of these conventions, but that he has his own table.
We should make a horror movie with Brett.
Yeah.
Brett, portrait of a
serial glazer.
I will say here's why I think that movie was like Brett,
new t-shirt alert.
New t-shirt.
Brett, portrait of a serial glazer.
So much of what was like messed up about that movie, I think, came from the Foley artist going a little wackadoo.
For Henry, portrait of a serial killer.
Well, yeah, it's like they would break someone's neck and then you'd hear like, you know, one of those like wooden instruments. It was like, whack! And then there's a part where he's like, spoiler alert, like cutting someone's head off and you're like, squish, squish, squish.
Well, at least they didn't get the guy who did the Foley work on those Three Stooges shorts to do it.
I don't know. I would have liked that better.
Boink. Boink.
That was also messed up. They were chopping his head off in the bathtub, and you're like, oh, and then you hear da-da-da-da, splish, splash.
That is messed up.
Dude, it is round about a Saturday night.
It couldn't have been the original recording, though.
Just a second in the tub. It sounded like the original recording.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Think about, again. We've talked about splish splash.
I'm ready to talk about it more. I've absorbed what we said, and I'm ready to return to the well.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath in room 318 of the Marriott.
Let yourself in. Let yourself in. The key is under the mat.
Rub a dub, blobby. Brady's in the tub. Guys, the party's canceled. Blobby Brady kind of lost control. Bad scene in there. It's a bad scene.
So, like, if you're taking a bath, how much splish and splashing should you be doing if you're not a baby?
Yeah, if you're not a baby, what are you splishing? You got a little sailboat in there with you?
You should be sitting or lying still. Like, let the bath do its job.
Yeah, or maybe take a shower.
Splish, splash, I was taking a shower, getting ready for my job.
Yeah, it's like, what, you got all day? This guy's taking a bath on a Saturday night?
How was I to know there was a party going on?
Well, you could know if you didn't take a 45-minute bath. If you took a 5-minute shower like an adult, you'd be out and you'd realize people were coming into your apartment.
And then he puts his dancing shoes on. And as we established, nothing else.
Yeah. He gets out there. He starts cutting a rug.
He starts dampening the rug.
Yeah.
You couldn't cut it because it's too wet. He starts... Yeah. He picks up the towel and like dries himself with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever see when someone takes a towel and they like grip one end with their left hand and the other with the right and they put it between their legs and then they just sort of seesaw it back and forth? That's what he's doing with the runner. Yeah. And again, I must remind you what we learned on this show. The narrator of Splish Splash does not live in this home where he is bathing. This is someone else's house.
Yeah, or it's a hotel room. For example, room 318 of the Marriott. The horror con downstairs. Out by the airport.
The same same hotel where I auditioned for Jeopardy. I know it well.
Out by the airport.
Had a lot of great times there.
It's cool though. You go out there. The In-N-Out burger by the airport. No line at all. No line at all. Then you go to the donut shop that Iron Man sat on the donut. Randy's. You're living large out there. And this Marshalls they got out there. No code for the bathroom. No code. It's open. Anyone can go in. No code. I'm loving living out by the airport. I'm loving it. No, again, the In-N-Out burger, you wait online 45 minutes sometimes. You won't buy the airport, no line. I like to get on the shuttles and pretend I got a rental car. And I just, they let me out. They let me out at Enterprise. I walk around there for a while. You know what else is good? The bathroom at Enterprise, wide open. You just go, you know what the code at the Enterprise bathroom is? 1, 2, 3, 4. Go there, hang out for a while, watch some people rent some fancy cars. Then I get back on the bus. I pretend I got a flight. Then I do the same thing for Avis. Then I do Dollar. Then I do Hertz. Then I do Budget.
Then it's time for bed.
Then it's time for bed. Hey, Brett, we got any clips this week, or are you just going to do it?
Is this the clip? Is this watching you?
Are
like,
you the clip? Yeah,
are
Brett's
you,
the
are
clip
watching
this
you
week.
Melt down?
Yeah. Video of Lemon Square fail. Lemon Delight fail.
Come on. What's going on? Talk to us.
I feel like I'm a little embarrassed. Like I'm caught with my pants down right now because I thought we were going to watch. I thought we were going to live watch Annie.
Yeah, no,
we
I can. Get it. I get it.
We can.
Let's go back to
that's
it. Let's
my
go
bad.
Back
that's
to
my bad. I thought we were going to
watch go back. No, it's not anyone. No, it's not.
I can sneak in a dessert while they're doing that.
I get it, Brett. I get it.
No, it's
don't
fine.
Worry.
We just miss little
Brett,
girls, but that's okay.
Brett,
I'm sorry.
You don't worry for a second.
Thanks.
Julie, what would you fix in Brett's kitchen when you just like look around? The counter's a little busy. Is that because you're cooking? Baking?
It's a little busy normally. Look, this is a small kitchen I have to work with. So I got everything crammed in here.
So you're in the guest house though, because I've been to the house proper and it's enormous. It's like you could fit three of Scott Adams' kitchens into Brett's kitchen. And you talk about microwaves, Julie? This guy's got more microwaves than Scott Adams could ever dream of.
Yeah, I mean, the real chef works in the main house. I got to come down here.
Come down there. It keeps you humble.
Yeah.
What you whipping up there?
So this is going to be part of the lemon cream. Mm-hmm. So this is just like limoncello, butter, sugar. Very simple.
Cello.
I want a goddamn lemon cream. Hold the butter. Hold. So you just want limoncello, sir.
So you've got your cakes.
That's what it's all going to depend on. Whatever comes out of this oven, that's really the do or die moment. Everything else is fair. It looks fine. Everything else looks fine. But I don't know what's about to come out of this oven. That's going to be the deciding factor. I'm very, mm-hmm. very scared. We got 9 minutes left here.
And then you're going to put cream on it and then glaze. You're going to put cream inside of it and then glaze on top of it, you think?
Insert cream inside of it. And then there's a glaze that goes on top of it.
Do you have a syringe? Do you ever use a syringe? I don't like it when people – that makes me anxious when –
I don't use a syringe. I've got like a little pastry. I mean, this is kind of a syringe, I guess. It's like a pastry.
Oh, that's a syringe. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Never called it that. But yeah, it really does look like a syringe. Yeah.
All right, so now we're back to Annie Live.
Oh, it's a disaster. It's terrible. The Hindenburg's coming down. Oh, my God.
So Miss Hannigan is listening to a radio drama.
I hope so. Good afternoon, Miss Hannigan.
Oh, there's Nicole's from the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now, who's this now?
I'm Grace Farron.
What's her name? Nicole Schlesinger.
Ah, from Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, she plays Grace.
I can explain. You see, that wasn't my fault.
I mean, this really does seem like a, you know.
Oh, I know, I know, I should have called Mrs.
Performances from, I mean, like, it's ironic Carol Burnett played this role because it's like, these are kind of larger than life vaudevillian kind of performances and like settings.
Yeah, I get it, sister.
Now you played Annie.
Well,
did I play Annie?
Beauty yeah. Products are
peddling. I tried. Tried out. I played her in like some scenes we did in drama school, but I didn't, or drama class, but I never like played her in like a full length production.
But you were in productions of Annie?
No, never.
No?
Just scenes.
Well, guess what, Julie?
Don't even tease me with such a
we're gonna do it
notion. Really?
We're gonna do it. You're gonna finally get to play Annie.
Who are you going to play? Annie.
I'm going to play Annie also.
The two of us are going to play Annie?
It's called Annie's.
Oh my God. Nicole's makeup and contour is so appropriate to 1933. Mm-hmm. It's like an Instagram filter.
Hey, Brett, do you know what the name of the dog in Annie is?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my come gosh, on. Brett! Seriously? Come on, are you kidding?
The dog in Annie is called. No, I don't know. I can't recall. You want, I'm sorry. Well,
are you being serious?
I'm serious. I can't look. I got. I got.
Oh, he's preoccupied. Sorry, Chum. Please don't distract. I'm all over the place. Brett.
I'll give you a hint. What's the name of your child?
Oh, for real? It's called, his name's Sandy. I never would have knew that. I didn't remember that. Well, add it to the list. There's a lot of great Sandy connections. Oh, so that's another one.
Who else?
There's Sandy Koufax.
Sandy
Koufax. From the Bruce Springsteen song, Sandy. Right?
Cool. Yep.
I don't, that's who else? Sandy.
Theme song to The Adventures of Pete and Pete is called Hey Sandy. That's a kind of a fun song.
Mm-hmm. There's Sandy Claus.
Pecan Sandies.
Got pecan Sandies. Mmm. Man, I like cookies. I know it's a weird, it's a hot take.
it's a hot cake if you're getting some.
Hot cake. You know who's going to be getting some hot cake over there is everybody in Brett's house. Pretty
we
soon.
We might be back in business. I don't know. These came out.
Oh, let's see. Good. Those look great. They look like,
back in business.
Are they hollowed out in the middle?
I truly don't know how this shape happened. It doesn't. It's not the shape of the pan.
They look like
I don't know how it happened. I like this. This is what gets me with these guys like this, where they're just like, "Oh, it just happened." Well, I don't know how it came out perfectly.
They look like baked apples. Could you make them baskets? Like put some like spun sugar and then like an Easter egg in each
one.
I don't know.
That's fun. I like that
That'd
a lot.
Fun. Yeah.
That's great.
Is this one of the songs now?
No, it's just a scene.
Okay.
Grace adopted Annie. She's going to take her to meet Daddy Warbucks. Temporarily.
Yeah, see, it's me, Daddy Warbucks, see? So when I play Daddy Warbucks in our version of Annie, I'll be like, yeah, see, I'm Daddy Warbucks, see? I got my big musical number coming up, see? What's Daddy Warbucks' big song?
I don't need anything but you.
Okay.
I'm poor as a mouse. I'm richer than Midas. But nothing on earth could ever divide us. That kind of thing.
And in this production, who's playing Daddy Warbucks? Richard Kind?
Harry Connick Jr.
Okay.
Richard Kind adopted this angelic little... Sweetie Pie, it would turn into Room or something. Like it would be a different story. You see Annie be making friggin' grilled cheese out of an iron.
They should get that fella from The Room to play Daddy Warbucks.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. That guy.
Yeah, they get that fella.
Yeah, he seems like he's needs a little more exposure, I think.
Yeah. I don't know what to think of this Wendy's commercial. It's kind of gross.
It's gross, but it's also like a miracle of food photography that they made food that disgusting look like it was,
yeah,
you know, something.
What's the ETA here, Brett? on these.
Also, who are these cakes for? Are you gonna have like some weird people in masks, like in an Eyes Wide Shut kind of situation, come in and like be like, "We're ready to dine now"?
Yeah. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, I was just planning on just making two, one for me, one for Amy. It was on the menu, so to speak, for tonight. Well, you know, it's a
I love that. She's your muse.
That's right. Yeah. And she's a harsh critic too. You know, she tells it like it is. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of pressure here, you know, to get this right. And I don't know. Right now, I'm feeling a little bit better than I was 10 minutes ago, but still not super confident. Mm-hmm.
What was the last thing that she, like, pardon the pun, chewed you out on, where she just said, you know what, Brett, this is really not, like, let's order pizza, or this is not your best?
Pork chops a week ago. I got behind schedule, and I was going to marinate them, and I tried to do a fast, you know, if you're going to marinate, you need 24 hours. And I tried to do a last second thing, and she just saw right through it and was like, this is not your best work. And I was like, well, I rushed it. And she's like, well, that's probably why.
Did she eat it? Did you, let me rephrase it. Did you make her eat it?
You got like a Gordon Ramsay situation going on over there.
Yeah. It's like that movie Burnt with Bradley Cooper. One of those just a high intensity kitchen, a lot of pressure, big steaks.
Big steaks and thick steaks. Yeah.
Yeah, shit, this is burning.
The cakes?
No, the lemon like sauce. All right, that's okay.
Are you not stirring it enough? Are we distracting you, Brett?
No, it's okay. It's going to be all right. That's going to be all right.
Tom.
Yeah, what's that now, Julie?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, too. This is night four of Hanukkah.
It's five.
It's night five. You're right. It is night five.
Could be night five.
Where's your menorah?
In my window.
Okay.
In my kitchen window.
Just making sure you knew where it should be.
And I have got latkes in my refrigerator. Do you like latkes?
Oh my God. I love latkes.
With applesauce?
Yep. I like
them. Oh, here's that show that Carl told us about.
Yeah, that's right. There he is. There's Carl right there.
What?
Yeah. There he is. That's Carl, last week's guest, Carl Tart.
That's crazy.
On camera.
He looks good.
He does. It's very funny.
It's called Grand Crew.
Yeah. I got to get on a show like that.
I was going to say, I got to get successful.
Yeah. I got to get something like that going. Either get on a show.
So let's see. This is going to meet Daddy Warbucks.
Bubbles. No soap, I think. Annette comes in to make your bed.
So this is now they're setting Annie up.
Yeah.
This is what it's like when I go to a casino. They just take care of me. High roller comes in.
You never stayed at the Trump Casino in Atlantic City.
Oh yeah, no, I did.
And what was it like?
There was one time I stayed at the one of the Trump ones, and it's back when you had to like buy the Wi-Fi in the hotel, right? And I had to sign up. And I chose the password Trump sucks for my account, and then it didn't work.
What?
And I had to call like the tech at the hotel, and they're like, okay, what email are you assigned up as? And what's the room number? And what was the password you chose? I'm just like, Trump sucks. And they laughed. And this is way before any of this political malarkey. Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Was that the one with the Sultan's Feast?
Yeah, well, that was the Taj Mahal.
Oh, okay.
The buffet at Trump Taj Mahal was the Sultan's Feast. And the only way it should be called that is if your dog is named Sultan. What you doing there, Brett? You whipping some whipped cream?
That'd be a great name for a dog.
Immersion blender.
Immersion blender. That was my nickname in high school.
Oh my goodness. Don't worry, I took a screenshot of Brett staring at it, like trying to figure out.
Yeah. What? Yeah, he's like Anton Chigurh with that cow puncher. Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's Brett with an immersion blender.
But he does it on your forehead, and it doesn't kill you. It just sort of gives you like the willies.
You ever make your own whipped cream, Brett?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done that. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Not for the heck of it, just for, you know, desserts as an ingredient. But sure. Yeah, it's best when you make it from scratch.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't thinking you just stockpiled whipped cream. I thought there would be generally a goal behind when you'd make it, not just like, honey, I'm gonna make some whipped cream and then put it in
there. Honey, I think the dog needs a proper puppuccino.
The dog
Brett,
needs
it's 4 a.m.
Yeah. No!
The dog wants a venti puppuccino.
The dog needs a proper puppuccino.
The dog just ordered 2 venti puppuccinos. And a Beyond breakfast sandwich.
He's making his own Beyond meat.
Yeah. You know, I got to grow some stuff and make some Beyond meat. Come on up to room 318. I got Beyond meat. I got a oil drum filled with puppuccinos.
You have a ladle. He has like a ladle, like in with oatmeal. You could just help yourself to the whipped cream.
The mom from the first Friday the 13th movie's up there. You know, she was the killer in the first movie.
Shh.
Jason didn't kill nobody.
No spoilers. So this Henry serial killer.
Yeah.
So this Henry the serial killer.
Which, Brett, before I hear about this, you got to admit, when Julie said, "I watched a movie the other day,
and Brett, that
I guessed the movie in six guesses.
Incredible. Maybe
I thought I was going to say 5.
You got in the ballpark within 2. And then narrowed it down from there. Yeah, it was truly remarkable.
Thank you, Brett.
Truly incredible. I will say, though, I knew Henry before you said it. I had it in my head.
What do you mean?
I knew I was good. I had Henry, I'd say, to be 5 seconds before you said Henry, I had Henry in my head.
Okay, all right.
So not like, not before, not before one of his guesses, but like in between guesses.
I mean, look, I gotta, you know, it's like standing on the shoulders of giants situation.
Thank you.
Tom had already walked me to the door, but I had Henry just a split second earlier. But so, you know, this is, yeah. So
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. No, I get it. I got to see this House of Gucci.
I got to get my screeners.
Yeah. Somebody send me. Yeah.
I'm ready for my screeners now. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, here's the greatest screener you'll ever see. Tell me if this isn't the biggest waste of.
Show me. Tomorrow War?
Yeah. First of all, it's on Amazon. Secondly, there's no award that this is ever going to be nominated for. A Chris Pratt action movie.
Oh God, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Hey Brett, welcome to Double Threat. How's everybody doing? It's me. What's going on? Hey everyone, it's me. Chris Pratt, I'm the new co-host. How are you, Julie?
I'm pretty good, Chris Pratt. Can I hear what you're going to do for Garfield's voice?
Well, Garfield's voice is going to be kind of like Super Mario's voice, too.
Can you give me a little bit?
Well, do some Garfield.
I hate Mondays.
I'm going to do some Garfield first.
Yeah, do some Garfield for me.
It's a me, a Garfield.
Now do some Mario.
Oh, I don't even know what to do with all these pipes I gotta clean.
What have you got now, Brett?
All right, so I'm transferring. I mean, there's all these different like sauces and type and you make the sauce separately and combine it later. So I'm transferring this limoncello cream to the refrigerator for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How does it taste?
It tastes very good. It tastes like a lemon custard. This tastes like a lemon custard.
So you're in good shape, though. It's just the flavor is where it should be.
Yeah.
It's the presentation you're sweating right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at this stuff. I mean, I don't even know why I tried this. I mean, look at the... I can't share with you with Annie.
What's going on? Why are you having a nervous breakdown? What's if you happening?
Google Lemon Delights.
I will not do that.
Correct. No, it sounds like it's going to mess up my search history.
Logarithms.
Google Lemon Delights.
When you Google some stuff and it comes in your face, that's a logarithm. I don't care what Google image search says lemon surprise looks like, Brett. I care how... Oh, Daddy Warbucks is going to come any minute now.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that intro line. Who missed me?
Hello, everyone.
Now, is that shaved or is that a bald cat? What do we think?
Welcome home, Mr. Warbucks.
Welcome home, Mr. Warbucks.
It's good to be home.
How was your flight from Chicago?
Not bad. It took 17 hours and we only had to land 8 times. Now, first things first, has the painting arrived from Paris?
Yes, sir. They're just about to hang it now, sir.
Ah, yes. No, I don't think so. Grace?
Yes, sir.
Messages?
He's too folksy.
Sir. President Roosevelt, he wants you to call him at the White House.
I'll get back to him tomorrow. Anyone else?
John D. Rockefeller, Mahatma Gandhi, and Harpo Marx.
Nothing urgent. What did Harpo want?
Look at that wig's falling off. Look at that line.
Wait a minute.
On Harry Connick Jr.
Look at it. It's like a rip.
All of his hair all bunched up in the back?
His bald wig ripped.
Mr. Warbucks, I'd like you to meet
but the other side, it ripped. Look.
New England
look how big.
Wonderful. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wonderful.
And baked.
I won't be having dinner tonight. I've got hours of paperwork to get through.
Okay, the shape of his hair under that wig
and Grace, I'll
makes
leave
it
you for
look
updates.
Like...
Yes, sir.
Show from the other side. It ripped. His wig, his hair's falling out.
Hold on, let me see.
Dismiss the staff. Grace, if you'll get your calendar and...
Where is the rip?
From the other side.
I don't believe you. Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
The orphan who will be with us for the Christmas holidays?
The orphan.
It's been around.
But that's a... it's not a boy. Orphans are boys.
I'm sorry. You just said orphan, so...
Turn around, Harry Connick Jr. Oh.
Well,
turn around.
I suppose she'll have to do. Annie, huh?
Huh?
Oh. Annie what?
Sir?
What's your last name, child?
Who is he, me?
Oh,
that's how I talk.
I'm just Annie's
name. Annie,
Annie,
huh?
Huh?
Right? Huh? Annie, right?
I don't have any last name that I know of.
So you're just Annie?
Huh?
Just
huh?
Annie. I'm sorry that I'm not a boy.
Well, I don't suppose you'd like to meet Babe Ruth.
Oh, boy, sure. Who's Babe Ruth?
These jokes are landing.
I can hear that you'll be spending Christmas with us. Now, Grace, we'll start with the figures.
That's just the wire of his microphone.
That's just the wire of his microphone.
It's not his hair. That's not his hair falling out of his bald wig.
I thought his hair was spilling out of the wig. I'm now bummed.
It is?
It looks worse.
Well, it looks really bad.
They couldn't have worked that wire in to that bald wig?
Like, put it... Honestly, drill a hole in the bald wig and then stuff the wire into his hair.
Gosh, Mr. Warbucks, I'd love to. I mean, I've heard a lot about them, but I've never been to one.
Never?
Never?
Oh, sir.
Well, then we've got to do something about that right away.
Now, which one is Annie again?
He's the little girl who's so cute with the chubby cheeks.
To Times Square.
And then not the bald fella.
An ice cream soda at Rumpelmeyer's.
Rumpelmeyer's?
And a handsome cab ride.
I hope Brett didn't hear
Central
half
Park.
Of that.
You mean Hitler? Is that what they call Hitler? Rumpelmeyer?
No, it's an old Rumpelmeyer.
Oh, Schickelgruber is what they call
getting
them.
Back on its feet in spite of the hard
time. Yeah, which is the place where I like to have...
I don't know what a Rumpelstiltskin was in this.
That's what I was thinking you were thinking Chris, of, Brett.
I thought I heard it. I heard Rumpelstiltskin.
We'll do it first thing in the morning.
Yes,
you've got
instead
how many days before you're no longer allowed to mention him? the name. He who must not be named, but in the double threat universe, that means Rumpelstiltskin, not Old Scratch.
No, it's just... Archie.
No, what is it, child?
Child?
You don't want to go to Broadway?
What is it, child?
I do, it's just...
No, what is it, child? You don't want to go to Broadway?
Me?
Well, do you think Kevin Spacey's watching this and be like, I would have been so good in that if they were looking for someone with a twang. I could have done Frank Underwood.
Yeah. You do know, Annie, that a knife cuts both ways.
An inspection tour of my factories, or what's left.
Oh, my God. Why couldn't he have just shaved his head? Look at how his hair just rests on the back of his jacket. Look at that. Just knowing that there's hair under that flesh shape.
He's right here, sir. There
Will you be wanting the Bentley, sir, or the Duesenberg?
This child's been cooped up in an orphanage.
Do you realize that there are some very big, exciting trials now going on? There's the Elizabeth Holmes trial.
It's only 45 blocks.
The Jussie Smollett trial is happening now.
Jussie Smollett.
The Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Marvelous.
Why did they applaud?
There's the B Boehm V B
Bo Burnham. What is it? B
Boehm V B Brady. It's the Brett Boehm Blobby
Brett
Brady.
Brett Boehm is suing Blobby Brady for what?
Psychological damage.
So you're so telling me that
Blobby Brady, he ordered 10,000 Lemon Delights for the horror convention. And Brett just brought him up to the room 318, and they had a vat full of puppuccinos.
Somebody should design a t-shirt that just says room 318. Enough of cab drivers answering back. Too busy, too crazy. I will say this about Nicole. I don't want to mess up her last name. I feel bad.
Scherzinger?
Yeah. She likes her back phrasing. She likes to spend as much time singing as possible. Brett, what are you up to?
Peeling a lemon, zesting a lemon. Getting close to the end here. Getting close to the final steps.
How many lemons do you need for this lemon surprise?
I've gone through about 10 already, but it's just the skins. Because you're just like steeping, you know, kind of like you make limoncello, you just like steep lemon skins in different liquid bases, and then it infuses it with a lemon taste. I mean, I've used a little bit of lemon juice, but it's mostly just, see, I got all these skinned lemons over here.
It reminds me of the scene in Henry the Serial Killer when he said, I got a bunch of skinned lemons over here, and then they had like a washboard noise. Look, was it a disturbing movie? Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah, certainly.
On the yoink scale, I gave it like a bunch of yoinks.
Do you ever like the Three Stooges, Julie?
No.
Never once,
right? I like the Stooges. I like Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Yeah, me neither. Brett, you liked the Three Stooges at one point, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to share what I learned and shared with you recently about Curly Joe?
Please share it again.
Hold on, let me look it up. I want to make sure I get it right.
Because when you grew up down in Marionette, Georgia, that was like the kind of thing you guys would laugh at, right?
Marietta? Yeah. Three Stooges starts to get a little... You know, we like stuff even broader than Three Stooges. That was kind of
what's broader than the Three Stooges? Just like clowns shitting in each other's mouths.
Yeah, the Four Stooges.
That was a big hit.
Okay, so I'm gonna read to you from the Wikipedia page of the actor who had a brief stint as a member of the Three Stooges as Curly Joe. right?
Mm-hmm.
He, his real name is Joe Besser.
Yeah, Curly Joe Besser.
And his cousin's grandson is Upright Citizens Brigade Theater co-founder and improviser comedian Matt Besser.
That's amazing. I wish I knew that. How did I not know that at any point ever?
I feel like this is the part of like the end of the movie when you solve something and you're like, now I can die.
Mm-hmm.
And then God's joke is like, nope. Stay alive and suffer for another couple decades. He is best known for his brief stint as a member of the Three Stooges. He's also remembered for his television roles, Stinky the Bratty Manchild in the Abbott and Costello Show, and Gilson the Maintenance Man in the Joey Bishop Show. God, you know, these, Rat Pack things. Like, I know you were talking about Sinatra on the Best Show this week, and...
Yeah?
I gotta tell you, like, I really don't like... I kind of hate Sinatra. Always have. He just seems like such a bully, and it singing to him seems so easy. Like, when you hear him sing, it's like, I mean, he sounds great, but it just seems easy. It sounds like he could phone it in. Don't you think?
Yeah, there's an ease to his... where he's it's just very
yeah it like comes it's naturally very comfortable. The way someone would be speaking
yeah exactly
not that every singer
just like you
to,
when it comes to the yucks
right exactly but the thing I hate most about well actually that isn't true I am a big fan of Sinatra Nancy Sinatra
there you go yeah
but my big beef with the Rat Pack was just how Sammy never got his due, and Sammy's had more talent in his little finger than all of those goons combined.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're like goofing on him, like, how dare you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Sammy Davis Jr.
The best.
One of the
time.
Most talented
the
humans to ever
of
exist.
All time. Of all time. I'm going to maybe say the most talented person of the 20th century.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Don Rickles had a joke about when Frank Sinatra Jr. got kidnapped. And he said that something to the effect that, if I remember correctly, that they let him out because he started singing from the trunk.
Yeah.
Which... How are we looking, Brett, with the desserts?
You know, it's one of those things I'm not going to really know until the final moment because it's all these separate pieces. And the big question is, how are they all going to come together? Is it going to be a disaster? Is it going to be passable? If by some lucky stroke, is it going to actually be good? So I'm giving myself 50-50 odds here that this thing turns out good.
Show us what you got. Show us what you got so far.
All right. So I got... you know, you've seen the cakes, the sort of cake base. I got this other cream that I'm working on here.
There's a second kind of cream?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of cream things going on. I got this sort of little limoncello dressing that's like steeping over here.
And that's going to be the glaze? That's
the glaze. Yeah, that'll flavor the glaze. This I have had in the refrigerator since last night is like a... another cream base. I honestly, I'm telling you, this is the first time I made this thing. I'm flying blind here. I honestly don't know how all these ingredients, you know, it's just, I discover where the recipe's going as I read it. So, but I got everything. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, are you and I going to just eat brown sugar from the box again tonight?
I guess we're going to make like it's a cooking segment on the show that we're on, but we don't have the food here to eat, so we'll just have to eat some whatever crap we got laying around.
Maybe have some maple syrup in the fridge.
I remember one time my aunt, she came to a family event at my grandparents' house, and my aunt said something like, because there was all this food that that my grandmother and mother made. And then at some point, somebody, I guess, had ordered a couple pizzas also. And this aunt was eating the food that was made by the family. And then she said, not jokingly, when she realized that there was pizza, she said, if I would have known there was pizza here, I wouldn't have eaten this crap.
is this the aunt that was like the daughter of that grandmother you complain about a lot?
Yes.
I guess the apple didn't fall far from the tree, huh?
Yes. No, and that was probably just desserts for that grandmother to get zung like that.
Just desserts is the operative term.
Yeah.
That's the name of Brett's kitchen right now. Is just like if he had a, like the way you name your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Brett's naming his oven right now. Just desserts.
What would you name your boat, Julie?
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath.
That's a good one. It's a good name for a boat.
What about you?
Keeping in the spirit of like boat names the way they are, probably just like Women Suck.
Yeah. kill my wife. I'll pay you if women. You kill my wife.
Like if you just saw a boat that just said, I hate women. Yeah. Brett, what would you name your boat?
I mean, what are my all, what any of my things? You know, the SS Glaze and Rub. The
imagine you're out in the harbor and you see a boat sail by that says SS Glaze and Rub. You'd be just like, the Coast Guard would shut that boat down in 5 seconds. Be like, what are you running, a cat house out here? A nautical cat house?
Yeah.
Maybe the Rumble Shipskin. Does that work?
All right. Take it easy.
You know what I would name mine? The Curlington Boat Factory.
That's a pretty amazing.
All right. Let's see what Harry.
Now, hey, what's going on here, Ms. Hannigan?
I say.
Miss Hannigan, you have to realize that a knife does cut two ways, and I do not plan on being on the wrong side of that blade.
Charm.
Freddy. Are you Freddy?
Only been a week. Freddy. What's the matter? Fed up with Annie already?
Oh, no. On the contrary, I'm delighted with Annie, and Annie is having the time of her life.
How nice.
Oh, yes, we've been everywhere together this past week. To the Roxy, to the Stock Exchange. And
Doug Weston's the troubadour.
Guess where we had lunch yesterday?
That the adult Waldo. Theater where the Fred Automat. Willard had a nice afternoon.
We've been everywhere this week. We went to Studs down on Santa Monica. We went to, used to be the Pussycat Theater. The
Board of obviously, Spawn Ranch.
No later than 10 o'clock.
Gazzari's. We went to Gazzari's.
What for?
I'm on my way out to see my friend Dennis Hoff with the.
I'm so taken with Annie. I'd like to adopt her.
Oh no!
I lost power again. How nice! How wonderful! Let me get this wonderful news straight.
I just wonder if
Annie's going to be.
The performances here are like. Are they aware that there's a camera
correct.
Close to
I
them?
I came by in person. To let you know
this
that
this isn't
Annie
a panto. This
isn't here.
A strict pantomime.
Ever.
No, they're
ever.
They're
oh they're, my.
They're projecting hard enough would because they assume this needs to get sent from the stage into your house by just the force of their performance.
Right.
I do like that.
You do?
Well, you got any more?
You like it when a woman sticks
did
out one leg.
You did. You mentioned that.
It's pretty funny.
But what kind, sir, isn't the deal for me?
A warm feeling at night knowing she's well taken care of.
A warm feeling at night is exactly
so wait, so
what
this,
I need.
this Daddy Warbucks wants to adopt Annie.
Really right.
And... The Miss Hannigan, who runs an adoption thing,
right here.
An orphanage,
yeah,
is suddenly what does she want? She wants her piece of the pie. She wants a taste of the action.
She wants to have sex with him.
Okay.
She wants to be canoodling. She wants to live on Easy Street, as we'll find out soon.
Yeah, okay.
And she doesn't like Annie, and she doesn't like the idea that Annie's sitting in the lap of luxury.
I will say this house is very, this orphanage is poorly laid out, that there's a skylight in the orphanage.
This is like when you were saying that these kids are, they can sing and dance. They should make money by being in a Broadway
show.
They should
go get work on Broadway. They should take those talents down the road. I would say, first of all, if I was one of these orphans, and this is all no jokes now.
I know.
And I was super hungry. I would walk 80 feet out and ask someone in the audience for some food.
I mean,
someone's got food out there.
That's why Cats was staged, is because that was the only way to get into people's purses and find their hard candies.
Yeah, without, that makes sense.
Stopping the show in its tracks. We're like, well, what if we make it part of the show?
Julie, I just had the greatest idea. This is as big as Celebrity Simon says.
Yep.
Me and you do a production. A stage production, not on Broadway.
Yep.
You'll know where we're going to do this when I tell you that the show is called Cats at Katz's.
Oh,
and we yum, are yum. Katz's Deli, and we do a production of Cats with real cats at Katz's.
Are you just talking about like going around eating, like stealing meat off of people's sandwiches?
Well, cats are just, I'm going to bring 300 cats in there and just let them loose. I'm just going to wire the place with cameras, like security cameras.
Oops, pardon me, Pally.
That's Titus.
Titus and Megan Hilty. He is looking around and thinking, this is where I am.
Do you think I'll ever experience that? Waiting to talk and waiting for people to stop cheering
yes,
me.
Yes, of course. You did already with Worcester. You're going to do it with me when we start doing shows.
I guess so. I will. But they'll cheer you. They're going to think
no,
I'm like a crew
no, they're going to. No, stop it, Tom. Don't no, give our the audience the old,
they're gonna
the old
think
Robin
I'm a
Columbo.
Crew
no. Way. Come on.
They're going to bob me.
Because the rooster swindled them out of $1,100.
No, they're not. They're not going to bob you. They're not going to rob on you.
Sis, I want you to meet a friend of mine from...
Jersey City!
Jersey City!
This is intense.
Miss Lily St. Regis.
Now, who played Rooster in the movie?
Rooster in the movie? You know the answer, don't you?
I'll give you a hint.
Do you know the answer or no?
I really don't, no.
Okay, if he was going to introduce himself to you, he'd say something like, how'd you do I? So you've met my...
Ah, yes, okay, I gotcha. Yes.
Faithful handyman.
Mm-hmm. Tim Curry.
Yeah. And Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters.
Brett is starting to put things in the garbage. What about Bernadette Peters?
One of the all-time greats.
No, she was Steve's favorite. Oh, boy.
Brett, how's that dessert looking?
Not so great. You know, it's, you know, you go through a recipe once in order to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly might just start over from scratch right now and do this all over again.
Yeah.
I
think I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding? No, this is a fun show. We watched Annie. Brett
fun.
Made some food.
Yeah.
It was?
This was a blast. Yeah, this was so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing the all thing right. I love most, listening to you guys riff. My favorite
and
thing
worrying
in the world.
Worrying about your dish being perfection.
It'll be fine. This is just fun for me cooking. You know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, we'll be back next week. Thank you so much
for
listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.